The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
For you to get what God has for you, it requires a supernatural. I don't care what your conditions look like. I don't care what circumstances look like. You got to say what God said. I don't care what the doctor just said. You got to say what God said. I don't care what they say. Now, you can't say what God said if you don't believe. You're going into a place where you understand by faith. Reason deals with facts. Faith deals with truth. He had to consider one thing. Come on, the Word of God. One of our members here, they got married, and this, you know, 50 years ago, what? They got married, and he was, after they got married, about 3 months later, he got a little abusive. But she was a praying woman. She had prayed, and God came to him in a dream. And he came to him in a dream, said, "You abuse her one more time, you're going to hell." Now, he wakes up in a cold sweat. I mean, sweat. High, cold and sweat. Yeah, okay. Well, he was a cold sweat. And he starts shaking her, saying, wake up. Now, she was drawn back. She thought something about to jump off. Y'all know what I mean by jump off? Everybody know what I mean by jump off? Well, ask your neighbor. They know what I mean by jump off. And he said, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me," and so forth. And from that night, he walked with her hand in hand, bought her flowers, bragged on her everywhere they went. Now, wait a minute. God fixed that. If he fixed that, he can fix your situation. Come on, he can fix it with your boss. Come on, he can fix it with your neighbor. See, you don't need to lose your peace. You don't need to lose your joy. Because you're going into a land that the supernatural is not an option. It's going to have to be necessary. We're going to walk in the Spirit. We're going to let the fruit. We're going to stand our ground. When you've done all that you can stand, the Lord will fight your battles. Put Psalm 121 up there. I just feel led to take this little rabbit trail on Psalm 121. Look what it says. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my faith. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Keep going. "He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not" what? "Slumber." "He that keepeth Israel will neither" what? "Slumber nor sleep." Keep going. "And the Lord is my keeper." Say, "The Lord is my keeper." "The Lord is a shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night." Keep going. "And the Lord shall preserve me from" how much evil? "All evil. He shall preserve my soul." Are you following what I'm saying? "The Lord shall preserve me, my going out and my coming in, from henceforth even forevermore." He's fighting my battle, see? See, the old school knew that. I was told about this guy, this lady. She was in a little farmhouse. Her husband had gone on to be with the Lord. And she was cooking, and she was, getting up in her 80s and so forth. And these three prisoners had broken out of the penitentiary. And they caught two of them. One of them was still at large. And he broke in her house there. And he pushed the door open. He had a gun. He said, "Put them up." And now I'm going to do like she did. She turned around. "You better put that down and get something to eat." And kept fixing food and ended up taking him back to the penitentiary. I'm telling you, God will fight your battles for you. See, when you go into Canaan, the biggest weapon that you have is words. Come on, it's not how fast you can come and punch somebody. It's words. I said it's words. When the three Hebrews were about to be thrown in the fire, what got them out of there? Words. Here's what they said. They said, "We respect you, O King, but the God that we serve, he shall deliver us." Didn't they say that? Look at Job. Now, we talk a lot about Job. We hear Job, the funerals, and so forth. But look at Job chapter 6. Look what ultimately got him in trouble. Because you saw the financial statement of Job in the first chapter. But look at chapter 6. After the enemy had closed in on him, wiped out his family, so forth. Look what it says. Oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand and redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Keep going. Teach me and I will hold my what? Tongue. And cause me to understand where I have what? Aaron. It wasn't God sicking Satan on him. It was Job opening the door by his speech.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Are y'all with me? So what I told you, now at the end, God restored Job, didn't he? But Job discovered what he had done. See, once you discover what you've done, you can close the door to Satan's attack. See, don't get a feeling that God is testing you. Don't get a feeling that God is sicking Satan on you. Satan is self-employed. He doesn't need anybody to sick anybody on anybody. He hates you with a passion. Say amen.
Amen.
So I said to you that there's three reasons why people don't get the supernatural in their lives. One is because of the tense. T-E-N-S-E. The tense. The tense. People don't realize that God only functions in the now. He doesn't have a future. He only functions in the now. And when you deal with God, you're going to have to deal with him based on his function. You can't deal. Come on now. See, Jesus came to get you back up to the level that Adam was before the fall. Woo, I'm preaching too hard here. So when you say, I'm going to be healed, what did you just do with your healing? You put your healing in the future. And if you put it in the future, God is not responsible. Because you just violated the rules of confession. The word confess comes from the Greek word homologio. It means to say the same thing. Say amen to that. What do the scriptures say? Let the weak what?
Say,
I'm strong. You're going to look at somebody and say, you don't look strong to me. Well, I am strong in Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? And if you keep saying it, God watches over his word to make it good. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. So I'm saying one of the reasons why people don't get into God's best is because they're waiting on time. Now, understand, that leads you into the next reason why people don't get in. Because of human reason. We have been educated. We have been educated in unbelief. All right, let me show you what I'm talking about here. Notice what the education system is trying to do. It's trying to get God out of it. Why? Because that's the only way Babylon can function. Babylon breaks down when God comes in. And a Babylonian system is any system trying to meet its needs without God. And for Satan to function properly, he's got to get God out. So he wants him out of that system. Justice system wants it out. Everything. Everything. Wants him out of your family. He doesn't want you to say blessing over the food. Nothing. Leave it out. Why? To make you forget about God. Why? To make you depend on him. So once you depend on him, now you're at the mercy of time. And I showed you in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, time came in Genesis. That's when time was put in the earth. Time was not always here. God is the author of time. That's why Jesus, who was out of time, stepped into time and then took deliverance and dominion over time. And then Jesus died and then rose on the third day and now giving you the ability to rule over time. Time was never meant that you serve it. It was meant for it to serve you. So the doctor tells you it's going to be what? 6 weeks. Thank God for the doctor. But that's been educated in time. You have now been born again. You are now in faith, and faith is always now. So once you're in faith, you say, bless God, I am healed. Now you can shrink that 6 months down to 6 weeks. Come on. 6 days or 6 seconds, because that's the miracle power of God. Oh. this. You can do what you want with it. But I'm just telling you why miracles have drifted out of the church. Because the church has been influenced by the world. Now, the next reason was, the first reason was the tent. The next reason was human wisdom or logic. And the logic says, you know, logically, this is going to take some time. Well, that's logic only because it's functioning in the temporal zone. You are in another dimension. You're in the zone called the eternal. And in the eternal, everything is already done. Can I keep going? Okay. All right. So the last reason is coming out of 1 Timothy in chapter 4 and verse 1. Let's look at that. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, keep going, and doctrines of devils. Now, let's go. To Joshua chapter 1. All right, let me let you read this. Let's start at verse 3. I'll start there. Now, this is Joshua taking over from Moses. As you remember, he was the protege of Moses, and Moses laid his hand on him and wisdom transferred. Now, Joshua's taking over. I mean, Moses has some pretty big shoes to fill, as you remember. He took him out of the grips of Pharaoh, and that was just a miracle after miracle. Now here's Joshua, but Joshua's job is to take him in. Verse 3. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. From this wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and into the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. And I will not fail you, nor forsake you. All right, let's go back to verse 4. All right, look what he says here. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Now, there's something here I want you to see that stands out. That in this verse, the Lord only mentions the Hittites by name when speaking to Joshua. The only ones he mentions. Now, let's see why. Let's go over to Genesis, please, in Genesis chapter 10. Hittites. In Genesis chapter 10, and look at verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now those are the three sons of Noah. If you know anything about them, they went to three different parts of the world. One, Shem, went to Asiatic. Japheth went to the European. And Ham went to the African or darker nations. Now these three sons. Now, when he did that, and they went, he says over in verse 6, and the sons of Ham were Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. So Canaan was one of the sons of Ham. Let's go down to this next verse. Verse 15. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and who else? Heth. The word Heth comes from the root word meaning terror. Terror. So here you come down to the Hittites. And they were a group that came from the sons of Heth, Terah. So if you know anything about terror, terror is big today. Terrorism. Now that's just one aspect. Phobias, afraid of water, afraid of whatever, heights, whatever. Phobias come from that same spirit. Now that was the only spirit that was mentioned with Joshua. Come on, can I get an amen? Now you know there were the Perizzites, the Hivites, and all the other ites, but that was the only spirit that was mentioned. So now here's Joshua, and God mentions that spirit of terror. And now this spirit, he's saying, as you try to start going in there, but God also brings out something in that second verse of Joshua chapter 1, the fourth verse of Joshua chapter 1 as well, if you put it back up there. So this fourth verse of Joshua chapter 1, he brings out the fact that from this wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Going down of the sun. Where does the sun go down? On the east or on the west? On the west. So we were moving from east to west. Let me help you. We were moving from right to left. Okay. Amen. And that is the way Hebrew is written. Hebrew is written and read from right to left. So now this right to left. The right side has to do with the law, justice, judgment, and has to do with authority. The right side. The left side has to do with grace, has to do with mercy. The right side also has to do with truth. Say amen to this. And God was signaling something here, that as we move from one side to the other, we got to move from truth. And as we do get truth and act on truth, he'll give us grace. Amen. That we'll be able to do what the word says to. Say amen now. Amen. So this is here. Now what the doctrines of devils are trying to do with the church today is preach a counterfeit grace. They are leaving out the law, the truth, the authority, and all say amen.
Amen.
And I'm saying you can see it even in the world today. It seems like even the young people don't respect the older people anymore. Come on, stay with me now. You see, that's something called the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord sometimes straighten you up when you can't be straightened up. And as things happen, sometimes the fear of the Lord, come on, people say, oh my goodness. Why? Because there is a judgment. There is a justice. God is looking for his people to one day grow up. See, if you just go with only grace, that is a beehive of Hittite spirits. They hang in that area and you'll find there's no power there. When you come back over here and come in on the right side, on the side of truth, you'll find that you'll see God's grace be added to it and you'll see a power that you've never seen before. Ooh-wee. Are you with me? So there is this message out there that you can just live any kind of way you want to and God will forgive you. All right. Well, tell Ananias and Sapphira that. This is found in the book of Acts. This is when the church had started. This is talking about some money now. What did you do? He lied about the money, and what happened to him? I'll help you. He dropped dead. I'm talking about in church. Not anybody had ever, nobody said, well, let's raise him up. No. They took him out back and buried him. Then his wife came in, I guess from the hairdresser. She came in. She comes in and they asked her the same thing about money now. And she lied about that. What happened to her? Come on now, Bible school. She dropped dead. Now, what am I telling you? I'm saying when there's no penalty, when there's no condition, then there's only grace, and you'll find it'll weaken you, it'll weaken your family, it'll weaken the church. Let me tell you, the old-time Pentecostals will tell you in a minute, holiness or hell. And I'm telling you, Joseph, when he wouldn't lie with that woman, it's because the fear of God was on him. He didn't say, how can I sin against your husband? He said, how can I sin against God? And folks, when the fear of God comes back in the church, you will see a power that you've never seen before in the church. Something is missing. Something is not right. But here's the deal. Here's a revelation I want you to get. When you see the Hittites rise.
Come on now.
See, he said, beware. Lord have mercy. He said, beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, some legalistic mess, and beware of the leaven of Herod. Beware of the leaven. Don't let them come into you. Understand that God has a way to do things. But when you see the terrorism come, this is what I want to get to. When the terrorism hits and you see all this terrorist activity, you wouldn't see this activity if it were not time for the Joshuites. If it were not the season for miracles. You see, that's the only reason you see this. He said over in Matthew 16, cannot you discern the times and the seasons? Can't you see what's happening? When the leaves turn brown, that means fall and winter is coming. Can't you see when terrorism rises? It means you about to rise. It means that there's going to come a people that are about to go into the promised land. That's the deal. That's what I came to tell you today. You are about to enter into your finest hour. This is a time that everything's been stolen from you is coming back home. This is a time that every place the devil has molested you and your family, he's going to be cut off. This is a time whatever has been coming against your life, whatever's been blocking your door is now going to be removed. This is a time that God is going to comfort Zion. This is a time that everything that's been making you uncomfortable is about to be removed. Well, I trust that you are blessed by that exciting teaching. Well, today is offering day on the broadcast. This is a time that we give you, the viewing audience, or our partners, or those who are enjoying the broadcast, an opportunity to sow into this broadcast. Now, the way God has us to live in His economy is to live through our giving. That as we do give, God measures it back to us. And so, therefore, we won't have to see the job as our source or a person as our source, but we can see God as our source. Now, here's what I'd like to share with you. God desires to bless all the earth through you as the seed of Abraham. When he brought Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees in Genesis chapter 12, he said, I'm going to bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. You see, God wanted to use Abraham and his seed, of which you are, if you're a believer, to bless all the earth through you. And there are three things that you and I have to know if we want to have the blessing of Abraham on our lives, if we want to see prosperity and blessing manifest in our lives. One, you've got to know God's will for you to prosper. And the Bible says that God desires that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. He desires for you to prosper. Secondly, that you must know God's way to prosper you, and He prospers you through your soul. In other words, as you learn about God's desire and His, and understand that His will is for you to prosper, then something takes over inside of you. And the last one is God's why for you to prosper. Why? Because He wants you to be able to bless the earth. In other words, anywhere He sends you and there is a need, you could be able to take care of it. Listen to what He says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. You see, Jesus, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, became poor that you, through His poverty, might be made rich. The word rich there means have abundant supply. You see, it might be your neighbor that might need some help. It might be a ministry. It might be your church that wants to build another building. Whatever it is, you will have a sufficient supply to be able to give in to every charitable donation. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Praise God. So God's will, God's way, and God's why for you to prosper. Well, as you sow your seed today, I'd like you to get in your hand or either get in mind what you want to sow. And I want to pray with you right now and agree with you that as you do sow seed into this ministry, that the economic power of God will go forth and that every need that you have will be met. Father, we pray and come before you in the name of Jesus. I bring all those who are watching, all those who are sowing into this broadcast today. I pray that you measured back to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men shall give into their bosom. I pray, Lord, that it might come in through bonuses, it might come in through relatives, wherever it comes in through. Father, I pray that you measure it back to them, and in their lives there will be abundance and never any lack. I thank you for it in Jesus' name, and we agree that it's so. Praise God, it happened. Hallelujah. I've been living that way ever since I got into ministry, folks, and look what God has done. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and until next time, keep walking by faith.
For you to get what God has for you, it requires a supernatural. I don't care what your conditions look like. I don't care what circumstances look like. You got to say what God said. I don't care what the doctor just said. You got to say what God said. I don't care what they said. Now, you can't say what God said if you don't believe. You're going into a place where you understand by faith. Reason deals with facts. Faith deals with truth. He had to consider one thing. Come on. The Word of God.
Release the power of your confidence in God's Word and consider Him only in every circumstance and condition in Pastor Winston's life-changing four-disc series, The Supernatural Church, Volume 2. To order on CD or DVD by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. Enter this new dimension of the supernatural according to your faith with your trust in God, and nothing will be impossible for you. In The Supernatural Church, Volume 2. Order The Supernatural Church, Volume 2 today.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.